Richard Andrews from Quest Point Solar Solutions. Today we're having our first edition of In the Mix, where we talk with people in the renewable industry and the solar industry. And today we're fortunate today to talk to Deep Patel, who is the founder and CEO of GoGreenSolar.com. GoGreenSolar.com. Deep, welcome.
Hey, what's up, Richard? Thanks for including me on In the Mix.
Well, you definitely are in the mix, and I'm pleased to have you, you know, talk with us today about your experience and your insight in the industry. And I was just curious, how did you come to be in the solar business? How did that happen for you?
It just happened. I was in the right place at the right time. I was at Boston University doing research about the renewable energy industry and finance. And basically that led me into these conferences where all these people were selling solar panels. And I started walking around these trade shows and I started learning. And from that point on, I was hooked. I was hooked to solar.
Ah, hooked to solar. Okay.
Yep.
Now, how long ago was that?
I attended my first conference in 2005. That was. I started my research in 2004. So, you know, I started getting into all of this stuff around that time, around 2004, 2005.
Right.
I really started to research photovoltaics and these manufacturers who were making these products. So it's been a few years now. I started the company in 2006. It took me a while to really figure out how I can add value, but I realized that in the marketplace, customers need to be educated. That's the reason we don't see solar everywhere, because there's so much confusion going on. You know, this isn't like buying apples for them or a computer or a phone. They've kind of got familiar with that process. Well, solar is a whole new process for them. You know, traditionally, customers are just used to getting energy from a utility company. Now, you know, these customers are gaining even more and more options to produce their own energy. You know, they need some help. They need someone to help them get started.
And that's interesting.
That's what we do, Richard.
Okay. It's interesting you mentioned that the need for education. And I'm curious, when you started your research, you know, some years ago, did you have some sense or vision that this was going to, you know, turn out this way? Could you see that there was going to be this boom in this industry and this need for education?
Well, I did not really realize that the industry would boom, but I just knew that money was flowing into it. So I figured there's going to be a long-term opportunity there. You know, when I put up our website, Go Green Solar, I just started off as an information portal. And at that point, I realized when people started calling in that they were asking very basic questions. So I realized that the general public really doesn't have a good grasp on this, on green energy products. So, you know, that's how I came to realize, you know, I guess the market opportunity that there is. By educating people, this is the way you're going to, you know, be able to sell solutions. Just because, you know, like I said before, this isn't an everyday purchase these customers make. They're just used to buying energy from a utility company.
Yeah.
So this is new for most people. Wouldn't you say so, Richard?
Yeah, I mean, it feels to me a little bit like the, you know, the early days, the heady days of the, you know, the high-tech industry, when people were just, you know, starting out buying their first personal computer, and we were trying to, you know, I know I didn't know what a hard drive was, and, you know, what a gigabyte was, and, you know, just so much energy and excitement around these things called personal computers. And it feels a little bit like that to me in terms of the level of education and information that people need to become more comfortable with you know, what solar is all about and what renewable energy is all about. At least that's how I kind of, and I have felt the same kind of thing as I've talked to people, and they find out about my involvement in the solar industry. How did you come up with this name? That's an interesting name, Go Green Solar.
Hey, Richard, can you hold on for 1 second? I got to get this packed really quickly.
Okay? No problem.
That's FedEx. Hey, FedEx. You're about to leave, huh? I caught you at the right time.
I was going to do another blowing in.
Yeah, but this is a critical item here. The customer would get very upset if I didn't get this today. Thanks a lot. Got some microinverters, Richard.
Yeah, see, now this is what it takes. Notice the dedication. He stops the most important interview in his life to get a package out for a more important customer. That's what it takes, Deep.
It does. It really does. All right. I'm glad this came.
The question was, I ask you, how did you come up with the name? Because it's always interesting to me how people come up with the names of their businesses or their companies. Go Green Solar.
So it was in 06, it was just a trial and error process. You know, I was looking for a good, catchy name, and it was just me sitting there for hours on end just typing stuff onto the internet to see what domain name was open. Because I wanted to have the .com because I realized that the internet is going to be a big tool in figuring out how to go solar. So I wanted to brand the company as a .com. And I just started plugging away. And I entered three words, Go Green and Solar. And it was actually open. So I registered it on the spot because I felt it just flowed. It just, you know, Go Green Solar. It just flowed so well, Richard. That I figured, hey, it's an easy name to remember. And everyone's talking about going green, and I got, you know, everyone's talking about going solar, but I think this is a perfect combination of words.
Well, it's interesting, too, that, you know, the state of California in its educational process and its of consumers and homeowners and businesses went with a similar kind of thing. And that came out years after you had been set up, so you were certainly ahead of the curve there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good point, Richard.
So what was because the name of the California it was go what was the what's the state of California's
go,
name?
Go Solar California.
Go Solar California. Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
So what is your philosophy? I know we've talked, you know, on several occasions about how you go about business, and I'm, you know, curious about your thoughts about the way that you approach this industry. As we've talked, you've mentioned that, you know, solar panels is just one element, that you have a very, well, I'll let you explain how you see the business and how you approach it.
Sure, I mean, I see it more than just solar. I think of it, I call it green energy, and that's a portfolio of products that not only help people produce their own energy, but help them reduce their consumption also, such as LED lights, solar attic fans, and many other products out there that focus on efficiency. Because I think it's important to also create megawatts in the system as well as megawatts. Megawatts is negative watts. It's Emery Lovins of the Rocky Mountain Institute, and he says, for example, if we had 100-watt light, incandescent light bulb plugged in, and if you were to change that to an LED equivalent that only consumes 10 watts, now you've created an extra 90 watts in the system because you've just become more efficient. So that if everyone did that, we wouldn't have to build as many cold power plants to, you know, meet our demands. So by becoming more efficient, we're also helping the entire grid. And I think a lot of that's, you know, overlooked in the solar industry. So I'm trying to really combine efficiency and, you know, solar and wind energy production all together because it's actually more cost effective, Richard. if you first reduce and then produce clean energy.
Hmm.
So, that's our unique approach in terms of offering multiple types of solutions for people to manage their energy bills.
You talked about LED lights. Talk about that a little bit. And then you mentioned negative watts, negative?
Yeah, absolutely. So LEDs are, they're semiconductors, and they're little microchips that once an electric charge goes through them, mm-hmm. they put out light. And, it's a really a leap from old incandescent technology, which was invented over 100 years ago by Edison. And it's really inefficient. So now we're finally getting to the new lighting future that uses microchips that use a fraction amount of energy. We're seeing more LEDs becoming more prevalent. A new TE came out with, all LEDs. Most of our computers and PCs, if you look at those little lights, they're LEDs. So now they're actually becoming more common in businesses, facilities, and even homes. People are converting to LEDs because they last much longer. They're typically, if you find the right manufacturer of these LEDs, can last up to 10 years.
Okay.
And can reduce your lighting load significantly. So negawatts, like I said earlier, is just you creating negative watts. If you're becoming more efficient, you're just not consuming as much power, and
right.
That efficiency is actually contributed back to the grid because you're not hogging those resources. And if everyone did that, then basically what would happen is it would be a big effect. It would require the U.S. to build less solar and or less coal power plants out there. So, it's just a way for people to contribute and save money on their electric bill and help the U.S. reduce its dependence on coal.
Curious, how has the business changed since you first started in it, several years ago? Where do you see it going? You're talking about some new products, and so I'm just curious what kind of evolution you've seen since you've been in it.
Yeah, microinverters, those are really popular now. It's going away from these central inverters to these new microinverters, which instead of having one inverter, you have an inverter on the back of each solar panel. So that increases the efficiency, the reliability of the system. I think we're going to see more of those.
Now, for people who don't know, what does an inverter do?
An inverter turns the DC power generated by solar panels into AC power usable by our household appliances and our homes.
Oh, okay.
So it's a critical component in a solar electric system. It's like the brain of the system.
Oh, okay.
The most important pieces of the entire, solar electric system.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But what I was saying is those are becoming smaller, more efficient, and, they're getting stuck on the back of each solar panel versus just having one for the entire system. So it's going from being centralized to more decentralized.
Okay.
So each solar panel would have its own brain versus an entire array having one brain.
Oh, okay.
I think those are some of the trends I've been seeing. Efficiency, obviously, if they've been getting more and more solar panels themselves have becoming more efficient. I think manufacturers are still working on better ways to make, the modules convert more of the sunlight into electricity. There's people coming out with spherical solar cells that capture more diffused light. There are companies that are creating, such as Solyndra, that's creating a cylindrical solar panel that can capture light from 360 degrees.
What about nanosolar? Nanotechnology.
Thin film guys. There's a lot of that coming out. New new modules or panels that don't use silicon, that use some CIGS, some alternative, you know, elements to create panels. Obviously, one of the reasons solar panel prices are high is traditional modules that use silicon, and silicon is a highly demanded product, and it's not cheap. So more manufacturers are figuring out ways or are finding other elements out there that also produce an electric charge when stimulated by the sun. So more of those types of alternative panels are coming out to the market. But the only thing about those is they're not time tested like a silicon solar panel. Silicon solar panels are the same ones we have up in space that power our communication satellites and, you know, all the spacecraft that go up. Those have been proven very reliable in the field. Now, with all these newer, you know, CIGS modules and so forth, there's still, you know, the reliability is undetermined.
There's a history there.
And then I'm seeing some innovations in racking and mounting. You know, actually installing the systems on the roof could be a cumbersome process. It could be like a jigsaw puzzle with many, many parts. It could take a long time to assemble. Companies are coming up ways with, you know, quicker installation methods, more out-of-the-box, slap-it-on-your-roof style installation. So the installer doesn't have to spend a bunch of time assembling parts.
What was that product that we were talking about the other day? Or the cabana? What was it called?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The solar cabana. Everyone should check out the solar cabana because I think it's one of the coolest products for people to get started with solar energy because it's under $10,000, and after rebates and tax credits, it only costs around $5,000. And it's a 1.4-kilowatt system. It looks like a cabana, but the roof actually has 8 solar panels. So families or, you know, customers could enjoy the shade the cabana provides while generating power that will feed the rest of the house or the business. So these are called off-the-roof solar applications. You know, many times the roof isn't the best place to install solar because it's shaded and maybe on the front side of a house where people don't want the solar panel seen. So something like a solar cabana can offer a customer another option besides having it, you know, drilled into their roof. So it's a very, very unique product. It uses Enphase microinverters, and it also comes with an Enphase Envoy monitoring system, which allows the owner of the cabana to see how much energy they're producing just by logging onto a website. So it's a very, very easy way to get into solar. And also fits for people who've already gone solar and maximized all their roof space and now want to add a little bit more solar. Well, now they can take solar off the roof, which is, you know, a great concept for a lot of the market out there.
And enjoy some martinis at the same time sitting under the cabana.
Yep, that's exactly the point. Really enjoy the shade and make solar something, you know, useful than just a bunch of junk on the roof.
Right. Well, you know, you had talked to me about a project that you were working on, and I really found it very very exciting and interesting, kind of a sign of the times. Literally, and that's the. I wondered if you could talk about the project that you're working on as it relates to the solar and the Hollywood sign there in Southern California.
Oh yeah, solar the sign project. That's really a fun one to be involved in, and I'm lucky to even be involved with it. I actually got a phone call from a man named Mike Bonifer, who is used to be an ex-Hollywood executive, and he runs a company called Game Changers that teaches improvisation for business. And he was once walking down Hollywood Boulevard, looked up at the sign and said, wouldn't that be just great if that had solar up there? Maybe how much, you know, attention can we get on solar if that really happened? So, you know, I guess a lot of people have that idea, but what the difference with Mike Bonifer is that he's actually trying to do it. He's actually trying to execute it. So he started searching around because he's not a solar expert, or he doesn't really know much about solar, more than the average Joe, but not enough to get that project done. So he started searching around and calling people to, you know, find someone to help him out to figure out the solar end of it. So I guess after he called a bunch of people who probably thought he was crazy, he landed on me.
Okay. Let's talk to Deep. Okay.
Exactly.
Talk to Mikey. He'll eat it. That's great.
Definitely. So he called me up and said he had this great idea and he wanted to meet me up, have some coffee and explain it. So I said, hey, what the heck? Might as well go out and meet someone. Sounds excited about solar. Let's see what it's all about. I was really impressed by his plan and what he's trying to accomplish. So I said, hey, Mike, let's just jump on board and see what happens, see where I can help.
So what is the plan with that? I mean, how does solar tie into the Hollywood sign? What were his thoughts? What are your thoughts now? What are you trying to do with this?
Well, we want to put solar in the spotlight. By installing solar panels up at the Hollywood sign, we could give back to the community by raising money for not only putting solar up at the sign, but actually giving away systems in the community also, such as schools and, you know, low-income housing, churches, and so forth. So it's a nonprofit. It's a nonprofit organization that its goal is to solar the sign. And, you know, the things we can do with the solar energy generated at the Hollywood sign, one, you know, light the sign. Two, we can create a brush fire prevention system that protects the sign from these brush fires that have gotten very close to it and almost burnt it down a few times. We can also use the power to supply energy to the security cameras that are up there.
Okay.
Or even grid connected and send that power back into the city of LA. You know, we've gotten the community involved. They're one of the biggest, influencers in this project is, they're worried about more tourists going up to the sign. They don't want any more attention going to that sign. But obviously our proposition is saying, hey, look, you know, we're going to take solar and we're going to bring it into the community, and that's going to actually bring more attention to the community. And it's just an inclusive process. We're including the community, and we're trying to work with them to get this done.
I think it's fascinating, you know, that because the Hollywood sign has been involved in one way, shape, or another in the affairs of people, the residents of L.A. and Southern California. It seems like, how long has that sign been up now? Since the early, 1910?
Yeah, 1920s. Yeah, absolutely, Richard. I share the same. I read the history of the sign, and when we went, our first presentation was to the Hollywood Sign Trust, which is a group of members who basically are responsible for the maintenance of that sign and keeping it in good order. And I brought that point up to him. I said, look, this is a living sign. It changes with the times.
That's
today,
right.
Everyone is going green, and it's about time the Hollywood sign goes green.
Yeah, and well, I like that, dude. Very good. Very good.
And
yeah, that's when you first...
Know, most of,
good, I'm sorry.
Yeah, most of the people were receptive to that message, Richard.
Yeah, well, when you first told me about it, I got a gleam. I was like, oh, that's interesting. That's a fascinating project, and, you know, good on you. Well, Deep, I'm wondering if there's anything else that you'd like to share, with us today with respect to where you see the industry going or what you'd like to impart in terms of the, you know, your business and, you know, any encouragement or suggestions you might have for people that want to, you know, would like to get into the solar, or renewable, energy business or field.
Right. So Richard, just get out there and start trying. You know, you're not going to build a business or get into it unless you get involved, get on the football field, start playing, go to conferences, read, go on blogs, comment, participate, and you'll be surprised on how fast you'll start picking stuff up, because it isn't rocket science. It's quite simple when you boil down to it. So there's so many opportunities being created right now that this is the right time to start looking into this stuff. So I would just encourage everyone to don't worry about the economy. Just go gung-ho into it, and things will fall into place if you're persistent enough. Also, everyone check out blog.gogreensolar.com. I post new products. I write a commentary on what's going on. I want to keep you updated. It's completely free to check it out. And, you know, we can't do it without you. We're looking for ways to partner up with everyone and make deals happen. So please contact us, contact Richard. There's ways we can always work with each other to help someone with green energy. So that's all I have to say, Richard. I'm thankful for you providing this platform for me to be able to spread our message.
No, it's my pleasure too, and I think it's probably symbolic that you're the first guest here on in the mix. So thank you again, Dee.
No problem, Richard. My pleasure.
Okay.
When you hear that sound,